The United States has been further isolated over President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital after being forced to use its veto in the United Nations. The Americans had to cast their first veto in the UN Security Council in more than 6 years to stop a draft resolution calling on Mr. Trump to withdraw his decision. Traditional ally Egypt put forward the resolution, and fellow US allies Britain, France, Italy, Japan, and Ukraine all joined what was a 14-1 vote, with the United States on its own. Japanese Ambassador to the United Nations Koro Besho, the Security Council President for December, announced the outcome with the US veto.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The permanent members, the United States, Britain, China, France and Russia, can veto any resolution presented to the Council, which otherwise requires 9 votes for adoption. The US Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was furious, calling the result an insult and saying it will not be forgotten.
It's one more example of the United Nations doing more harm than good in addressing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, for acknowledging a basic truth about the capital city of Israel, we are accused of harming peace. The record will reflect that we reject that outrageous claim.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki has praised the 14 countries voting in favor of the resolution.
That rejection from the international community is very important because they consider the decision by President Trump as null and void, that violates the international law.
And he says the fight against the US veto is not over, calling for an emergency meeting of the wider UN General Assembly.
There, the Americans won't have the veto, and they will cast their vote as equal as the other members of the General Assembly. There, we will show the United States of America and Nikki Haley that they are isolated, that they are alone in the General Assembly.
Britain's called on the United States to produce a detailed peace plan for the Israelis and Palestinians in the aftermath of its decision. The British ambassador to the United Nations, Matthew Rycroft, insists Jerusalem should be the shared capital of the two peoples.
As we have previously said, we disagree with the US decisions unilaterally to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel before a final status agreement and to move the US embassy to Jerusalem. As recent events in the region have shown, these decisions are unhelpful to the prospects for peace in the region, a name that all of us in this council remain committed to. The British Embassy to Israel is based in Tel Aviv, and we have no plans to move it.
The French ambassador to the United Nations has praised the Egyptian draft as a good text. He argues the status of the city must be decided through negotiations.
There is no alternative to this solution of two states, and there is no solution of two states without an agreement between the parties on Jerusalem. And no agreement is possible on Jerusalem outside of the internationally recognized parameters. We have noted the willingness expressed on the 6th of December last by the President of the United States to support the two-state solution. We express the wish that this will open the way to return of the United States to the consensus of the international community.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has again praised the US decision. In a message on social media, Mr. Netanyahu referred to the current Jewish festival of Hanukkah and the ancient priestly family that led a Jewish revolt, the Maccabees.
Thank you, Ambassador Haley. On Hanukkah, you spoke like a Maccabee. You lit a candle of truth. You dispelled the darkness. One defeated the many. Truth defeated lies.